T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't have irons at the moment. If you ask me to golf right now, I can't go with you. I sold them before getting the new ones.
That's like trading digs before the draft.
I don't think not having a one doesn't mean we can't have success, you know, on offense or as a team.
You don't necessarily need irons to play golf. I'm just going to hit driver and bump 3 woods in the fairway and then putt.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Looking at all these names on this big board. Marvin Harrison Jr.
15 of them.
You could be mine.
Who's the number one guy that's not on here?
The best receiver that's not on that board? I got somebody asking about Brendan Rice. Where's Brendan Rice? Where's Jalen McMillan?
Nah.
Where's Malachi Corley?
Where's
Jamari Thrash?
Yep.
Where's... How many other receivers can I pull off the top of my head? Who am I, Josh
who's the
Allen?
Guy, who's the guy they had visit? It's like a day three guy.
Ryan Flournoy.
Yep. There's the Georgia receiver that ran like a 4.8 40 time.
There's also
he's got like a hyphenated name.
What's his name though? Marcus Rosemy Jackson. Yes, that's right.
Is that right?
That is right.
It's not Mark Saint. It's Jackson.
That's right. Okay. And then there's Johnny Mitchell, the 6'7" receiver from Florida State.
Oh, I don't even know about that guy.
Oh yeah, he's another one.
6'7"?
He is 6'7".
Okay.
Good morning,
receivers.
Great news. If you're tired of hearing us talk about receivers, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Unless they don't take one.
And the light is a.
This is why
the light at the end of that tunnel is a train coming for you, brother. I got to cut a rustling promo. I'm in the mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, real quick, question for you. At the draft party, we're bringing the big board to the draft party. There are 15 names on that board.
Yep.
There are 27 picks before the Bills. I think what we'll do at the draft party at Resurgence is we'll put this big board up there, and every time that a team is making a selection,
yep,
we'll choose someone that's attending, like, all right, it's your turn to go up to the board. And if a receiver gets taken off the board, you take the name off of our board.
Yep.
That way, if you're at the receiver draft party with us, is it okay to call it the receiver draft party?
It's Jeremy and Joe's official wide receiver training draft party.
Nate showing up and being like, let me tell you about the importance of defensive tackle.
No, we need like a penalty box for any time somebody references defensive tackle.
This is where I say, yes, round. I know the Bills need defensive tackles and defensive ends. And I'm fine with that later in the draft, you know, second round, third round, whatever. Trade a future first to get back in the first round to get Chop Robinson, as long as you've already drafted Brian Thomas Jr. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I do care. But anyway, we'll have a person at the draft party just like pull a name. And that way, if you're at the party, think of this experience. You want the best draft experience? Here you go. We're going to be at Resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Your ticket gets you beer and well drinks and pizza and finger foods. And you're hanging out with friends. You're hanging out with me and Josh and Joe and having a good time. And you're thinking, boy, it's like 8:45. What receivers are left? You turn to the corner and you look at the wide receiver big board, and it tells you everybody that's left.
Yep, exactly.
That's it. What an experience you could have.
Yep, and we'll all boo as we take the names off one by one at the top.
We'll have music and we'll have a mixtape as we bid adieu to the idea of Marvin Harrison Jr. with the Bills, and we have to shed a tear. We'll pour some out every time there's a receiver taken.
Yep. Should have like a wide receiver graveyard with like mock-ups of them in a Bills uniform where we put them in there. Because there's definitely someone out there, right? Is Photoshop Marvin Harrison Jr. in a Bills uniform? Someone out there has done that, I'm sure.
If no one's done it yet, can we have it in the next 10 minutes?
Oh, someone can do it in 10 minutes.
Could somebody do that for us?
You got these AI image generators even these days that can do it.
I haven't seen that picture yet. And
the Marvin Harrison Jr. in a Bills uniform?
Yeah, it's like an artist rendering for a stadium. Once you get a look at it, you're like, oh boy, I really do like the look of that.
Yep.
Marvin Harrison Jr. stadium, a rendering of Marvin Harrison Jr. in a jersey.
I do not have that coming right up. There's one in a Bills uniform that's not even a real Bills uniform. So this is not real. Yeah, maybe there isn't one. All right, someone get on that. There's an opportunity here for you.
Yeah.
Until they, of course, he goes fourth to the Cardinals, or fifth.
True. But the good news is, here's the silver lining. If you are a dynasty fantasy football player, tomorrow's a big day.
Yes.
You know when you have your picks? And I got a pair of number one overall picks. So Marvin Harrison Jr.'s landing spot is a... You know, it matters to me. I got a third overall pick. I got a sixth. I got a 10.
I've got the third pick in one dynasty draft, which is almost certainly going to be a Dunze. And I need that to be a good spot.
Good landing spot.
Like, even all the Joe Ostrowski yesterday on the afternoon show, just the idea of him going to Chicago, just like, what? The guy's going to be the number three out of the gates in a very crowded room. I mean, if I'm the Bears, I want to go all in. Let me get the three best receivers I can get my hands on. But Chicago, he's down in the depth chart. Tennessee, he's down in the depth chart, and the quarterback has questions. The Giants, the quarterback, is just probably bad. Honestly, like, what's the best landing spot for a receiver in the top 10 that's currently in there? It's the Chargers, and yeah. Isn't it the Falcons?
The Chargers is a great landing spot, I think. And Falcons...
Maybe not. It's kind of crowded there, too, actually.
It is a little crowded for the Falcons. I don't think Arizona's bad at all.
No, Arizona's got a quarterback and has like, nobody at wide receiver.
Kyler Murray is not ever... Again, if we're just talking fantasy,
yeah,
he's fine. And he fed DeAndre Hopkins, and Marquise Brown was okay.
Yep.
If he stays healthy, I think the idea of let's say it's a Dunze or Neighbors or even Marvin Harrison Jr., I'd be fine with a landing spot in Arizona.
Does everyone think they're trading down, though, Arizona? Because if you've got – a lot of people have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4. And if that's the case, then you've got Arizona moving down somewhere. And I don't think they want to go that far. They probably want one of those top three receivers, I would think. They don't have anybody. They don't want to trade out of a Dunze at the worst, I think, if you're Arizona.
Yeah.
Or you probably want to figure out a way, can I trade out of 4 – and get Marvin Harrison Jr., but what's the best you can do there? Can you move to 6? Can the Giants come up, grab a quarterback, the Chargers go draft a lineman, and I draft Harrison Jr. at 6? Like, if I'm the Cardinals, that's a spot. And then I bring Harrison Jr. in, and with Kyler Murray, he's catching 1,500 yards in his rookie season. Which I don't think, by the way, is that crazy. If he's the number one in that offense, he could have that big of a year.
Yeah. ESPN reporting that Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back.
Yeah, let's go. Good. Should never have taken him in the first place, right?
Well,
Bills legend Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back.
Yes, that's right.
Negative rushing yards.
One of two.
Still amazing.
He's not the only one. One of two running backs to finish with negative rushing yards.
Who's the other one?
I'm pretty sure Nyheim Hines ends his Bills career with negative rushing yards.
Really?
I think I'm almost positive I saw that. Let me triple check.
Okay. He's got return yardage.
Yes, he did. But his overall stats, Nyheim Hines ended the season with negative 3 yards rushing.
Wow.
Six carries from minus 3.
Wow.
Does any other NFL team have two players that finish their career with negative rushing yards? Probably, right?
Non-quarterback category probably would be necessary there because I think then they used to count sacks as rushing yardage back in the day. So, probably not. Getting his Heisman back. There's been a movement for that for multiple years now for him to get his Heisman back. Because he lost it, what? Was it class stuff, right? Someone was doing his homework for him or something, or he wasn't even going to classes and they were just giving him grades. I don't even remember what it was. for Reggie Bush. I couldn't keep track of all these NCAA stuff. Someone sold textbooks and lost their award.
Reggie Bush, so he won the 2005 Heisman. He was drafted so long ago that running back early was not controversial. It just did it.
Yeah.
We did running backs early. The controversy with Reggie Bush was Houston deciding no thanks and going Mario Williams.
Right.
It's another thing to think about for the draft. Go back 10 years in the draft and say that the new format exists in the old drafts. It would so fundamentally change the draft.
Yeah.
Because in a year where it goes Alex Smith in the first and then Aaron Rodgers drops to 24th.
I'm looking at that draft right now, by the way.
What, the Alex Smith draft?
The 2005 NFL draft.
There are three running backs in the top five.
Yeah, I need to find that chart that Schefter was just tweeting up like a couple hours ago and just make sure everyone knows that this draft is included in that data that Schefter is tweeting out. A draft that was so long ago that three running backs went in the top five.
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown went second, Cedric Benson went fourth, and Cadillac Williams
two
went
running
fifth.
Backs from the same school went in the top five in,
oh, that's wild.
In 2005.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's
the league is so different.
That's 2005 draft. In Reggie Bush's year, this is what I was going to get to.
Yeah.
So Reggie Bush is drafted second. That year, it goes quarterback Vince Young at 3, Leinart 10, Cutler 11, and I think that's it for quarterbacks in the first round. Let's say they did a redraft on that right now. The draft would undoubtedly go Vince Young 1, Leinart 2, Cutler 3, and then you would get into Mario Williams and DeBrickashaw Ferguson. The quarterback has been moved to the front of the line. And this is another one, the 2006 draft. It goes defensive end, fine. Running back, quarterback, tackle, linebacker, tight end, safety, safety, linebacker.
Yeah.
You would never see that in today's NFL. Two linebackers, two safeties in the top 10.
Yeah, that's
would not happen.
That's crazy.
So
there's a greater understanding of positional premiums now,
absolutely,
than there ever has been.
Or whether it's a greater understanding or if it's just the changing league and what is more valuable, you know, 20 years later, it's just worth pointing out that looking back to previous drafts for historical data, you kind of have to include that even 10 years ago, it was different.
Right.
The way we valued things. So, Mario Williams goes number 1, Reggie Bush 2, Vince Young 3. It just wouldn't have happened.
In this draft, we might get three quarterbacks and three receivers in the top 6.
Yeah. That's the current state of things. Those are the
really
two
might happen.
The two most valuable positions for scarcity and for money and, yeah, all that.
Is there any reason to think if that plays out that it should impact the Bills? Like, that would be receivers going quick, but who's out there drafting for need? Is somebody really badly want receiver? Like, is someone in this receiver group going to go way higher than we think they do?
Yes.
Because that does happen a lot. There's randomness in the draft.
I saw yesterday Odunze at 7. I'm sorry, Brian Thomas Jr. at 8.
Brian Thomas Jr. at 8.
Quarterback. Wow. Receiver, tackle, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah. That would be to Atlanta?
Yep.
Worthy was the one I was thinking about for that. Because I know Al Davis does not run the Raiders anymore, but isn't that a thing the Raiders would do back in the day? They would draft, they pick 13th, they would pick Xavier Worthy at 13. I'm wondering about Worthy being the guy, maybe Thomas is better for that, but Worthy being the one that somebody, all it takes is one. 31 teams could have him as a late first round pick or early second round pick. And if one guy, one GM, one owner out there goes, he broke the 40 record. This is the fastest dude that's ever entered the draft. And goes, I think I want that guy.
Yep.
All it takes is one person to fall in love with the sheer speed and take him higher than he's supposed to go. The Bears, I've been pointing this out as a theory that Chicago could trade down, that they had Xavier Worthy in for a visit, and they do not pick between the 9th and 75th picks. Is it possible they're doing their due diligence because somebody in that building is wondering about the possibility of Worthy going in the top 10? Number 9? Hey, we already got Keenan Allen. He's going to handle all of the inside stuff. He's going to be our slot or stud slot guy. And we've got DJ Moore to be our number 1. Perfect spot for the fastest receiver that's ever entered the NFL draft as our number 3 receiver with our new young quarterback. We can't bet draft props
in New York State, which is unfortunate.
If we could, I would be all over the under on Xavier Worthy or the over. The lower the pick. I think he is the guy I'm thinking a lot about going way earlier than we're projecting.
Let me pull up some of those. The props.
Yeah.
The markets and such. Because, we can't bet who's going to go where.
Correct. But, we cannot.
But there's, I don't know how much it's really worth getting into, to be totally honest. But
the thing that people are betting a lot right now is the number two overall pick.
Yeah.
Because Washington and the talk out of there is nobody has a clue. Nobody knows what the Commanders are going to do. But yet, the betting odds, Jaden Daniels this morning is -400 to be the number two pick.
I might bet somebody else. Who knows? Diana Rossini's latest report on Jaden Daniels. Ready for this?
Yeah, what's she got?
The Athletic. Diana Rossini of The Athletic. She wrote that senior NFL insider. Jaden Daniels was given a high grade by many teams. While the quarterback is, quote, cool with Washington, I'm told in his, quote, dream world, he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, who was an assistant coach at Arizona State when he was a Sun Devil, or play under Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. So here's Diana Rossini reporting that Jaden Daniels would be cool with Washington, but he'd really prefer to go somewhere else.
Right. Yeah.
Is that not... Listen. Washington. They do... If I could make a comparison here. Uh-huh. They do not yet deserve the benefit of the doubt on anything. Yes, they have new owners. They do not deserve the benefit of the doubt. When Ben Johnson said thanks but no thanks, and then it started to get leaked about Ben Johnson, they tried to trash him in public. Bad idea. They looked bad. Now the story comes out that they brought in all the quarterbacks all at the same time. I don't have a problem with that. You could do something wacky. You do something different if you want. But if Jaden Daniels says he didn't feel good about it, you could make that about Jaden Daniels being an entitled millennial if you're somebody like Mark Schlereth, who does that every single day on a podcast. Or you could just say, maybe Washington doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt. And if you're Jaden Daniels' agent, you might feel like it's the kind of team you could scare off of your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll trade the pick. Maybe you go third. Because if you're a quarterback, you probably do want to go as high as you can. However, now with the rookie wage scale, Joe, it's not the same as it used to be.
Right.
The difference between 2 and 3 or 2 and 4, yes, you're giving up some money, but if you think your likelihood of success is twice as high with a different team, then you'd rather go to that different team. It's part of the tough part about being drafted as any position that is reliant on somebody else, quarterback, receiver, especially. So if you're Caleb Williams, the Bears, what did they do? They've done a lot to make it look more attractive.
Yep.
If you're a quarterback and the Bears call, you'd look at that roster and say, like, okay, we'll see. Don't know about the coaching too much, but got good receivers. Last year, they were an improved team outside of their offense. So, okay, the Bears. Meanwhile, here I've got Washington, and what's going on there?
Yeah.
They hired Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn, and you've got basketball people that are currently running their organization.
Yeah.
Like Bob Myers used to run the Warriors and Magic Johnson. Yeah, I would have questions, too. They have good receivers.
They do.
I like that.
They do.
At least. But, right, everything else. And also, who wants to play for that logo? Is that a worth a mention here? Who wants to play for the Commanders logo? You want to play for the Washington Commanders? Just, I don't know. The Bills, by the way, I'm looking at some of these draft props. There are only three teams that are their favorite to the top position drafted by that team where the favorite is wide receiver. There's only three. The Bills are the biggest favorite. First position drafted to be wide receiver. They're -290. Want to guess the other two?
The biggest favorites?
The other two teams where the favorite for first position drafted is wide receiver.
Okay, Chargers?
Not the Chargers.
Okay, they're tackle?
They are... Where are the Chargers? The Chargers are tackle.
Okay.
Yep. Offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They include all offensive linemen in that.
In that case, I mean, the teams I see a lot are Pittsburgh... And Arizona. It's got to be Arizona.
Neither of those. Arizona. Where is Arizona in here? Arizona is not listed. Okay, could that be because everyone's assuming it's going to be wide receiver? That's possible. The two teams are the Giants, who are a big favorite, and the Chiefs. The Chiefs, the favorite for their first position drafted is going to be wide receiver. And, yeah, some of these other stuff.
It's like the Chiefs and who?
The Giants.
Okay.
The Giants are favored to take a wide receiver first. And that is close to the Bills, -250 as their first position drafted. quarterbacks listed on here as well, which I guess shouldn't be completely ruled out, right? Daniel Jones coming in. Quarterback's actually second. Yeah, it's basically receiver and quarterback for the Giants. That's pretty much it. But Neighbors is the favorite to go there at number six.
Why would they take a quarterback when hit Daniel Jones? Sorry. If you see a chart tweeted by Adam Schefter today, the best thing you can do is delete it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was actually, he pointed out, it wasn't his. It's a report. It's a producer on ESPN's Get Up, the Hembo guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that put out this
Sneaky
chart,
Hembo?
This chart about draft hits and misses. And I think when you realize it was put out by the Get Up producer, you realize that this chart is as misrepresentative as anything. It's like the debate shows when Skip goes on and says LeBron's not good. Like, it's actually supposed to be wrong.
Yep.
Let's put out something very wrong and see if we can get a lot of interaction. Anyway, that's my own personal vendetta against this chart.
There's some other fun prop bets for the NFL draft, including what will happen first, Bill Belichick smiles or Nick Saban smiles.
That's awesome. Saban.
Saban? Over Belichick? Belichick looked pretty happy on the McAfee show last week. Which highlight will broadcast show first, Marvin Harrison highlight or Luke May UNC basketball highlight? Excuse me, Marvin Harrison Sr. NFL or Luke May UNC basketball? I guess both of their dads were pro athletes. Who is the favorite to, who will be traded first during the NFL draft? Players in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk is the favorite.
Okay.
Second?
Boy, who's second?
This would be tough. Third is out there. Third is a guy that's been in the rumors like in the last day or two. Cortland Sutton.
Okay.
He's third. Alvin Kamara is second.
Oh.
DeAndre Hopkins, T. Higgins, A.J. Brown are also listed here.
Did we do the stat of the day yet?
We did, I think, this morning. Also, primary color of Caleb Williams' nail polish is also available. Black is the favorite.
There you go. Here's one of your, it's an added stat of the day. One of the things about these quarterbacks is some of them have been around for so long, like Michael Penix has played a million snaps.
Oh my gosh, he's been in college football since like...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want another one like that?
Sure.
Jaden Daniels has been in college so long that he threw a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State.
What is that? When was Ayuk drafted? 2020?
He's the Jefferson draft.
Wow.
Brandon Ayuk caught a touchdown from Jaden Daniels at Arizona State.
Holy cow.
It's the COVID, right? Like, the guy's got an extra year.
COVID.
And the schedules got all mixed around.
Yep.
And some guys stayed and kept eligibility. Jaden Daniels threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk.
Wow. That's why. He's one of those guys where, right, the COVID eligibility allows him to be a top pick in the NFL draft. He just won the Heisman. Imagine he didn't have that extra year of eligibility. What would he have? He would have been coming off a year with 2,900 yards, 17 touchdowns. Is he getting drafted in the top round? With that, Leggett is the name for that, though. Leggett would not have been sniffed by the NFL if he didn't just play last season. He had like 400 yards for his career before last year. And he's now probably going to go late first, early second because he got that extra year of eligibility.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mock draft season, not much time left. If you haven't done a mock, do one.
We might have to move our Friday mock up to Wednesday to Thursday if we want to do one. Unless we're doing a day two mock.
Do we have a paper bag in here? Hold on.
A paper bag?
I'm hyperventilating right now.
What happened?
I'm hyperventilating.
What happened?
We're seeing these mocks.
Oh, the mocks. I thought news just broke or something.
All right. What? So sue me. So I'm getting excited by a mock.
That's fine. I thought they just traded for Ayuk or something.
No, but, the Athletics.
Yep.
Beat reporter mock draft.
Okay. Seems pretty official.
Right. That's Joe B. It's our buddy Joe B.
Yep. It's pretty piece plugged in.
What did he do? You should go check it out. Read the whole thing so you can see everybody. But
yeah, he was the first one I remember really hinting at they could do the big move up, or they would want to do the big move up. Trading. I mean, he mentioned trading their future first at one point, mm-hmm. like over a month ago.
Yep,
he's got them doing that.
Yep.
Okay,
I'm sweating.
Spicy.
He's got him going to 7.
Wow.
I am sweating.
7.
Okay, one more day. What a colossal disappointment when they drafted a defensive back. And then I tuned into WGR for my buddy Nate Geary to tell me how it's so fundamentally sound.
Imagine you're Cooper DeJean and you show up at the Bills and you're just like, wait a minute, why does everybody hate me? Why is everyone so mad about this? I'm a cornerback that went 28th overall.
Right.
This isn't like picking a quarterback in the top 10. What's happening here?
This is the point where no one will remember this. If they draft the defensive back, we'll be like, yeah, you know, well, all right, whatever. We'll see how it works.
And no, that dude better be a Hall of Famer.
Well, whatever.
That dude better be a Hall of Famer.
All I'm saying is we want what we want. It's the draft. We got, like, what, 72 more hours of saying, here's what you should do, and then it's all over, and then you pretty much got your team.
If they draft a cornerback, and he's not going to start, imagine I can't even fathom entering the regular season with a situation like that. Where their first-round pick is on the bench is Mac Hollins starting for them at wide receiver.
How about I saw the offensive tackle Guyton mocked to the Bills yesterday. Offensive line.
Same thing. A guy's going to be on the bench while Justin Shorter is playing snaps. Sweet.
All right.
Don't do it, Bills.
One more day. Come to our draft party. We can all, I don't know, if you're going through the what do we say, the roller coaster of emotions.
The ringer.
I'm going through it. Yeah, I'm going through it all right. How many more hours? Oh, they're a commercial. The ESPN countdown's not up there. It's like 56 hours.
Wouldn't you want it during the commercials more than anything? I'm already distracted by your other coverage during the actual shows.
It is wild. You know, you think draft talk has reached peak draft, and then you look up at ESPN, and while Brian Windhorst is talking about the Lakers series, they've got a Toledo defensive backs player card on the left side of the screen. Like, that's where ESPN's at. We're listen, as long as we all acknowledge that we are fools for this,
yes.
I think we're allowed to be fools for this.
Yes.
Jeremy and Joe, and Josh producing, thanks for being with us one more day.
Looks over his shoulder. That wrister partially blocked by Montour. Out in front, Bobrovsky dives to his right with a robbery.
Bob was schusing on the call there. What a save. I'm immediately checking to see what Bobrovsky's goals saved above expected was, because it better be one on that. But just in this game?
Yep. So unless he let in a goal that he wasn't supposed to.
That's true, that's true. I'll have it for you here. Well, expected goals, all situations for Florida was, I'm not always the fastest at reading charts.
All situations.
For Tampa was 3, and they scored 2. So, yeah, I go. One goal sample above expected.
All right.
It was 4.8 to 3.15.
Okay.
Panthers are up 2-0. Not a surprise. Fully expect them. Sam Reinhart led the Panthers in expected goals. Carter Verhaeghe has 5 overtime playoff winning goals.
Yeah.
5.
He's very good. He's very good. They have a lot of guys that are very good, but he's very good. Bobrovsky, by the way, he's really starting to shed that narrative that he can't play in the playoffs.
I was going
to
say, like,
he was great last year. He was good the year before that. His numbers were good the year before that. They couldn't score. Then he had a bad year the year before that, but it was only in three games. And then he, remember, was like the reason how Columbus beat the best regular season team ever when they swept Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So, like, four of his last five playoff years have been really good. But what was your first impression? Your first impression was him against Buffalo in 2011 getting pulled like three games in a row and then not showing up again.
Yeah, long before he like was a name guy in the league.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny how that works, where if you are a great player and you don't do well in a couple of playoffs, the answer is often, just wait a little longer. He's a great player. He'll probably find it.
Yeah.
And he has had enough postseasons to do that.
But Florida, they are just... they hit line after line. Lindy said yesterday that you want to have, you know, three good lines. He made the 07 comparison, right? Where you can just one after the other, attack, attack, attack. We're going to be better defensively, but we're going to be able to attack because we've got multiple lines. And I got to think that's a priority this summer, is can they get a third line that's legitimately dangerous? Because you can look at their top six right now and go, okay, I could see it. I could see them getting back to scoring goals. But what about their third line? Because right now, internally, like, do you trust Peyton Krebs, Jeff Skinner, and Jordan Greenway to be a dangerous third line scoring goals? Because I at the moment, I do not. Versus, right, go look at Florida. They've got Verhaeghe on one line with Kachuk. They've got Barkov on another. They've got Lindell and Lutsarainen, who are the young guys that produce for them, and Rodriguez on another line. Like, they've got three lines that you can't take a break against. And if you want to bench guys, if Lindy's going to want to bench guys, he's going to need someone to put in the top six. It's not Zemgus Girgensons.
How about Sam Bennett for a third line center?
He's a free agent?
I think so.
I'd be into that.
Florida.
I'd be into that. That's their biggest summer need, is it not? Third line center.
One thing I thought about yesterday with Lindy and the Sabres, if they could, right now, Lindy, here you go. Here's a big red button. In your perfect world, would you like to undo Byram for Mittelstadt?
It's possible he'd want to, right?
Very possible.
Mittelstadt, I mean, he would give you... he was that, right? He was the third-line center. Part of my thesis of liking the idea of moving him was, we haven't seen Peyton Krebs played with skilled guys. I think he could... like, can he be a third-line center? Then he got a shot to be that, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. He didn't do anything to make you think that he's ready for that, or can ever be that guy. So...
Could Krebs be elevated? Because we've seen Krebs has a little bit of that psycho in him.
Sure.
He might just need a little bit more time to play a little bit more to... like, maybe Lindy will get that. Maybe Lindy will tap into the psycho that Krebs becomes occasionally and put it to good use.
But he's got that already. The offense is what you need from him, right?
That's what I'm saying. I know he's got that. I'm saying if he can tap for... play like this and the rest of it will come.
Okay.
Right? You've got the ability. He's a former first round pick. He's a great passer of the puck. We know that. It hasn't clicked with him yet. Maybe Lindy's system unlocks a little bit and he leans on the fact that Krebs has some of the, I mean, grit and sandpaper is not exactly what you think about with Peyton Krebs.
Right.
I just want to say psycho, because every once in a while he goes nuts.
Yeah. In the 19 games he played after Mittelstadt got traded, he had one goal and four assists. Like, that can't be your third line. You need better from that, from your third line. Sorry, but right, maybe Lindy thinks, maybe he looks at his game, has watched his game, and thinks, I can get more out of this.
Yeah. What if I told you I just saw the best possible shirt that I've seen about a Bills receiver prospect? I know what you're thinking.
Does it have somebody
you're thinking
moving
about,
up your board because of it?
You're thinking,
because of the shirt
potential? Malik Nabers, City of Good Neighbors, right? It's not that.
Rome wasn't built in a day, something along those lines?
No.
Roma Dunze?
Close, but not really. Store716 has tweeted, a Dunze, but you turn a Dunze into, hey. So a Dunze.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy that shirt. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul. I'm all over the place.
Hey, guys. Surprisingly, I do not want to talk about hockey today. I'm not the biggest NFL fan. I'm really not. I love college football, though. I've watched the Michigan Wolverines for 30 years. And I will say, other than Charles Woodson, the greatest defensive player to ever play college football, Mikey Samersill is the best player I have ever seen in the Michigan Wolverine secondary. Every time I watched the kid play, I said he is going to be Troy Polamalu in the NFL. I am in no way to stand in front of the Bills wide receiver train. But if by some miracle of God he dropped to the second round, is there any way the Bills would be in a position to move up for him? And I would also say, as a Big Ten football fan, if there's any way the Bills could possibly move up for Marvin Harrison Jr., who I'm sure will be taken at the top of the draft, this is a Hall of Famer. I also think Mikey Samersill is a Hall of Famer. Guys, what are your thoughts on Samersill in particular? Have a great show.
Thanks, Paul. I think there's tons to like about him, Samersill. And I don't anticipate, like you said, he's not going to make it to the second round. I'll see where he is in some of these mocks. Now, 43rd overall, Danny Kelly, 43rd ranked prospect. I just don't, again, like, this is the thing about drafting a position that you don't need. I didn't think the Bills needed a tight end last year, but they did, and now we know the future of that position is kind of more set than it had ever been. Defensive back for the Bills, are they swapping Kyer Elam out somewhere? Because let's say they do that, Joe. Now I've got Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford, and Samersill. And I would immediately point to, okay, well, I'm not re-signing Douglas. I know my future is Samersill, and maybe it's going to be Benford on the other side.
Yep.
It's just really tough to me for the Bills to use their early picks on guys that won't play or that would immediately replace someone that plays just fine. I mean, Spencer Brown had a good year.
Yeah.
To immediately replace him, I just feel like the gains in the short term put off that idea, even though there could be gains in the long term. We would know why they would do it. But, and on Marvin Harrison Jr., Chris Sims just tweeted out that the overwhelming majority of NFL people he talks to, now that just means if he talked to 8 people, 7 of them said this,
yep,
have neighbors ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.
Really?
Yes. They said, he wrote, he's a great prospect.
Yeah.
But the overwhelming majority of people I talk to have him, Marvin Harrison Jr., behind neighbors.
So Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to start slipping, and he's going to get to the 7th pick, and that's where the Bills are going to move up, and they're going to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Perfect. I'm not overthinking that. I think Harrison Jr. is the guy I'd want over everybody.
Yeah.
There's no flaw. The only thing with neighbors is you just don't know if he can play on the outside all the time and be a dynamite number one. He probably can, but we haven't seen it because that's not how LSU used him. Harrison Jr. was used in every way and was dominant in every way. Double team rate, everything. Yep. Like,
well,
I wouldn't overthink it. I know Neighbors is a special prospect, but I, you know.
Neighbors comp from Danny Kelly.
Yep.
He doesn't really have a comp. He compares him to Ricky Bobby. Elite athleticism, infinite upside, field tilting speed.
Did Ricky Bobby have elite athleticism?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, that's true, but did we see him running without his clothes on Talladega? Ricky Bobby. Okay.
Yeah, let me give you a...
I've seen some CeeDee Lamb comparisons for him.
There's a guy that plays a lot in the slot.
That's true, yep. Like half,
yep.
About half and half, which is what Neighbors did at LSU. So you can use him that way, and it's fine, and if he works out that way, then you're good, but...
So, Yahoo Sports, Matt Harmon has some comps to Brandon Ayuk because he's so good in space. Run after the catch is very, very good.
Yep. His comp to Neighbors is Ayuk?
A little bit.
Okay.
He says, my aggressive comparison for Neighbors is Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
And he refers to him as kind of the peak of that wild horse route runner. A guy you can line up as an X, he can win against press on the line of scrimmage, a total number one receiver in that archetype. Wide frame, ideal length, can snare off-target passes, run after the catch ability, that's what draws him to Ayuk.
Okay.
Extendo Sports on the way. 803-0550, our phone number. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. When we get back, Elliot Friedman's comments on...
I had that written down.
The Lindy signing.
Yeah. Little weird.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll put it this way. I wonder if Elliot's going to get a call about it.
Yeah.
That's next.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So Kevin Adams at his Lindy Ruff introductory press conference said that he talked to double-digit candidates.
Yep. Yep.
And oddly enough, before that happened, Elliot Friedman on his podcast said he doesn't really believe the Sabres contacted anybody.
Yeah.
So Elliot's got it wrong, or, you know, an odd thing to hear from someone, you know, plugged in, an insider, say, I don't think they talked to anybody. And then the GM says, actually, we talked to double-digit people.
I mean, I did contacted. What is, you know, what does contacted mean? What is, were just phone calls in 6 days? Because I thought Adams was trying to make it sound like they did an exhaustive search. I think you could call double-digit people, but I still wouldn't want to qualify what they did as an exhaustive search.
No, but there's a difference, you know, between didn't contact anyone.
No, that's true.
And talk to double-digit people.
Right.
There's also the possibility, and, you know, this is, it's one of those spots where we don't know what we don't know. It is possible Lindy was their second choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted Craig Berube.
Yep.
It's possible they talked to him and he said, you know, I don't think it's the right time for me. And then they move on.
Sure.
It's just like a draft board. We don't know who they would have thought of as first. Would it make sense Lindy's their first choice? Of course.
Yep.
But it's very possible he could have been their second choice. Josh Allen could have been the Bills' second choice.
Or their fifth choice.
Could have been. It just, the history makes it seem like he'd be an obvious first choice.
And also the way Adams talked makes it sound like he had a guy. Last Tuesday, when he spoke, I thought he had a guy. And the fact that it moved as quickly as it did, again, he could have, I don't, he spoke like he thought he was just, not only he had a guy, but that he was going to get the guy.
Okay, well, how about this, ready? An exercise in making everything about Bills wide receivers. I'll be Brandon Bean. I'm going in Thursday, and I'm getting a wide receiver. I know who I want. I'm going to get a guy that can play on the outside. He's going to come here and make a difference. I know who it is, and I'm going to get him. How many different people could fit that bill? Five? Six?
Yep.
And then as soon as I get that guy, you would go back to those comments and say, I guess he had him from the start.
Yeah.
So it's just to say, that we knew there were four or five guys that checked the boxes of what Kevin Adams said, and we, of course, just apply it after the fact, like, must have meant Lindy. So I'm not saying it was definitely not their first choice, just that it has to be considered at least possible that he was not their first choice. That's it for us. Back tomorrow, it'll be draft day. Can you stand it? I can't stand you two talking about this stupid train. We'll leave you with this. Seth Walder, the Bills have such a severe need at receiver, there's speculation they could trade up for one. He thinks they should trade down.
Oh,
can
Seth.
It, nerd? I like Seth Walder a lot. All right, we're back tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.